up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 128. In this episode, I'll describe the steps that I follow to create knowledge-based in-services or continuing pharmacy education lectures. I have all the links for today's show in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode128. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. ACPE says this about knowledge-based education activities. These CPE activities are primarily constructed to transmit knowledge, like facts. The facts must be based on evidence as accepted in the literature by the healthcare professions. The minimum amount of credit for these activities is 15 minutes or 0.25 contact hours. ACPE prefers that a needs assessment is performed before selecting a topic. The needs assessment may be a formal survey, or it may be as simple as a lot of people said at the staff meeting they didn't feel comfortable responding to code blues. The point is that putting some thought into the need for education on the topic will result in a more meaningful and appropriate continuing education activity. Often you'll be assigned or requested to speak on a specific topic. Other times, you'll be able to select the topic. In my experience, the easiest continuing education presentations or in-services to prepare and deliver are those that intersect the needs of the audience with something you are both passionate about and have expertise in. The phrase, go 1 inch wide and 1 mile deep, can be loosely applied to selecting a topic for a CE activity. Many knowledge-based continuing education activities are designed to be a 45-minute activity with a 15-minute question and answer period. While 45 minutes is not long enough to go 1 mile deep on any topic, the general principle applies. Choose a narrow topic and explain it in depth rather than a broad topic with superficial depth. A talk about everything will end up being a lecture about nothing. Most of my CE presentations have 3 to 4 objectives. There is no set number that is required. A 15-minute CE presentation may have just one objective. If you find yourself listing significantly more than 3 to 4 objectives, your topic is probably too broad and you should seek to narrow it. ACPE has specific requirements for how objectives are phrased. If the wrong verbs are used, the activity will be denied accreditation by an ACPE provider. Avoid using verbs that are vague or open-ended when phrasing your objectives. Some examples of these verbs are appreciate, behave, grasp the significance of, have faith in, perceive, learn, realize, understand. I have a complete list in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode128. Instead of the vague verbs that I just listed, use specific verbs that are on the ACPE list of approved words. Again, I have these in my show notes. Just a few examples: arrange, define, reproduce, state, classify, recognize, select, review. Also in the show notes, I have a link to Tufts School of Medicine. They have a comprehensive verb worksheet with many more acceptable verbs for objectives that you can use if you're struggling to find the right word. After choosing your topic and objectives, it's time to start planning out and developing the CE presentation. To do this, I use a method called mind mapping. The Wikipedia definition is, a mind map is a diagram used to visually organize information. A mind map is hierarchical and shows relationships among pieces of the whole. It is often created around a single concept, drawn as an image in the center of a blank page, to which associated representations of ideas, such as images, words, and parts of words, are added. Major ideas are connected directly to the central concept, and other ideas branch out from those. I find that mind mapping is a great method to use to brainstorm ideas for a presentation. I can quickly build a skeleton for the presentation using the mind map and then come back to each point and add more detail as I think about the presentation more. In the show notes, I have a picture of the mind map I used to create this episode. After the presentation has been mind mapped, I create the slide deck. When making the slides, I use several techniques to make sure that the audience is focused on what I want them to be focused on. Perhaps the most important improvement I have made in creating slides is to stop using bullet points. Bullets kill people, so why do you have them in your presentation? I don't want to lose my audience or have them read ahead and not focus on what I'm saying, or have them wish I would have just emailed them the slides to save them the time. For this reason, the only slide I will allow bullet points in is the objective slide. On the other slides, I'll place a word or short phrase that reminds me of a point that I want to make. Often I will place a picture on the slide rather than a word or phrase and tell a story or make a point while the picture is on the screen. I'll also use a light box effect to direct attention to a specific area on the slides. This helps the audience focus on what I'm saying. Place as many bullet points as you want in the speaker's notes, just not on the slides. You can download the slide deck for a recent presentation I did on pharmacists responding to medical emergencies inside the free Pharmacy Nation community by going to pharmacyjoe.com/join. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I'll receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.